Welcome to Ask Lynn, everyone. Today is, I guess you would call it back-to-school special. I know I'm late on my back-to-school special, but I have someone very special to do this back-to-school special with me, who happens to be my boss. So let's get this party rolling. And I am going to let Mr. Wallman, Josh Wallman, take it away. He's a fabulous headmaster of Aspen Country Day. As you guys know, I have been gamefully employed up there for 8 years, and hopefully I will continue that streak, but we'll see. And as you probably know, we have a debacle going on in the public school, which I am not in the fault with, thank God, because I have the security of Aspen Country Day. Anyway, enough of my rambling. I'm going to let Josh take it away.
Well, thank you, Wynn. Again, my name is Josh Wallman, and I have been the head of Aspen Country Day School now for 4 years, and this is my fifth. And I am just delighted to welcome Wynn to our faculty, as she has been just a real positive voice and presence for us over these last 8 years. And it is another school year. And with another school year come a lot of different balls in the air, and we have just a terrific school that Wynn is a graduate of that really embraces our environment in Aspen, and also sort of has a mission statement that starts with academics, the arts, and the outdoors. And I feel very lucky to be here and really happy to be on the show. And I really have such great respect for Wynn and all that she does. So it's my pleasure to be talking to you.
Well, thank you for saying that. But my first question for you, Josh, coming from a principal's point of view, what would you say to the first year teacher who is juggling too many balls in the air, let's face it, because teachers juggle too many balls. Mm-hmm. And they're in the middle of September when this interview is being recorded, and they're thinking, I don't know what to do. And I'm not talking about from a private school sense. I'm talking about generally. What would you suggest for the first-year teacher who has gone through the honeymoon period,
sure,
now is in the overwhelmed period?
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, Wynn. I think teaching is a calling. It's a profession that really draws people to work with children and make a difference. And you know, we are very lucky in this profession that we have two different New Years. We have obviously January 1st, but we also have the first day of school. And that first day of school comes after having June, July, and August off. So for teachers who are all getting started new in September, it's getting back into the rhythms of, you know, arriving at 7:30 in the morning and spending the day being on. I mean, I think teachers, aren't allowed to have a bad day, right? Kids really look to their teachers as role models, and teachers have to be prepared and ready. And so for new teachers, it can be overwhelming at first when it is that constant, and no day is the same, but that constant being on can be a challenge. And I think for us, one of the things we try to do is really have a mentor system where a younger teacher, call it less experienced teacher, has somewhere that they can go if feeling overwhelmed. And that could be a co-teacher. It could be we assign kind of people to have a mentor, the principals, me. People need to have an understanding that they can talk to somebody. And yet we both know, Wynn, that sometimes people don't like to do that. So it's imperative for us to sort of schedule those check-ins. And we do that. And so we can really kind of ease somebody into what can be a pretty demanding schedule. And hopefully kind of ease them in versus throw them in.
Well, you do a good job of not throwing us in to the fire just a little bit. I mean, what's happening with the public school, you guys, I'm sure that Josh has been following this story. The public school is not getting support from the admins, and it's just making a hell of a mess. And so I say, in nice terms, you guys figure it out. I'll be secluded at Country Day until you guys figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I'm getting 100% support. I feel sorry for the other side who's not getting support. And now, I don't know if you guys offer teachers wellness retreats. I know you guys do so much with the kids outdoor ed, but do you guys do outdoor ed for the teachers, so to speak? I mean, I'm only a part.
It's a good question. Yeah. Well, we do ask that teachers. So I think that's a two-part question. One, our teachers are part of outdoor ed with the students, which is also exhausting because you're there. It's a 24/7 trip.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked a lot internally about having, you know, even some of these great trips to places like the Arches and being on the river and Lake Powell, like having a teacher outing. We've thought about that. You know, it's funny. We start the year with a lunch up at the top of Aspen Mountain, and a lot of people will hike. Some people take the gondola. It's a nice way for us to remember our environment and where we are. But no, I think for the most part, our teachers might get together as friends and colleagues, but we don't have a required outdoor ed trip for adults as of yet. I mean, do you think people would do that, Wynn? Do you think that would be a good idea?
They may do something like that. I mean, companies now are talking about wellness for their employees, and so they may do something like that. I know dealing with the kids on a 24-hour outdoor ed trip is not easy. So they may do something like that. You never know what the teachers, they'll be like, sure, I'll go on a 24-hour outdoor ed trip with the kids. I'll sit on a school bus. Granted, they'll sit on a school bus. So, but they may want to do something like that, or they may just say no.
Yeah. I mean, we have, and it affects who we hire here. That, you know, we have teachers who really do support the mission, and part of that mission is outdoor education, and what that means: kids are unplugged. They are resilient. They are some, especially for families who've moved here. This is an experience that's outside of their comfort zone. Teachers are good with that. They themselves have to enjoy some of that, and not, you know, I don't want to pretend everybody here is loves camping and skiing, and but they do sort of understand that that is part of who we are. And I think it's good for some of our kids that they see teachers, some uncomfortable also, that, you know, when we have a ski day here at school, we've got some kids who are far better skiers than their teachers. But that's okay. That's good.
Oh,
it's good for for everybody to see that.
Yeah.
So I feel very good about our hiring process, our adults in the community, the connection that teachers and students have here is really special. And my guess, when you remember that was an important part of your education.
I do. And as I said, I was very lucky to go to a private school. You know, I didn't realize how lucky I was until I started teaching. I'm like looking at these kids thinking I was in your shoes, and they know it. I say I'm a proud old book to begin with, and then I didn't realize how lucky I was until I started teaching. Comes full circle for me to understand how lucky I was. And Country Day will always be a part of me, I will always stand for both public and private schooling, because it's really up to the parents. So if you can do private school, do it. Although if you can do good public school, do it. And I'm not in the camp right now of dealing with the public school, because I have the safety of Country Day and that the Children's Parent Committee knows that. And I said, I'm gainfully employed in Country Day, and look, I'll share my story about the public school. I'll fight for the special ed, but at the same time, I can't get involved because I'm gainfully employed, and Country Day is a totally different thing. And so I got tremendous support when Country Day, the stuff that Country Day did for me over the years and gainfully employed me, and let's face it, I will be forever thankful for. And so basically what Country Day, and Country Day is small enough where you can walk in and see a kid and say, good morning. I know you're down at the end of the bridge every single morning greeting the kids from preschool to eighth grade. And that is wonderful that the principal is out there greeting the kids. I wish we had more support for teachers than they do. I wish we had the support of Country Day all across this country. And I'm not making this up. I truly mean that. But people are not as lucky as I am to have the support of Country Day. And even though I duck and squawk about how little teachers get paid, I do, and you guys know that I wish teachers got a higher paycheck. It's nothing having to do with terrible policy. Let me get this straight. It's nothing having to do with terrible policy. It's just the nature of the beast. And a lot of the time, teachers have to supply their own supplies. You may see a beautiful picture on Instagram of country of the kids doing a science project. I saw one yesterday on Country Day's Instagram feed of the kids doing a science project, but 9 times out of 10 they're using older microscopes, and the teachers are supplying now supplies because by the middle of the year, our budgets are tighter than they were at the beginning of the year. And when it comes to January, the budgets are even tighter because we had a very special holiday concert that all the teachers are invited to, all the kids have to prepare for, the kids that don't sing get to sing, and so it's a very special environment, but at the same time, we're still dealing with the economics of being a teacher.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you bring up a really important topic, and you know, I have said for my 4 years here that my number one responsibility and goal is to support teachers. And that's not only with salary, and as I mentioned before, there is a calling component. This is not a get-rich profession. We could argue that it should be higher paid, and it should be. However, people need to feel valued, and we are trying to increase salaries, and because we're independent, we can do different things. And we can embrace professional growth and development. That sometimes comes with a cost. We try and give teachers some different benefits during the course of the year. And we need to figure out more creative ways to do that. We have parents who wanna support their children's teachers. So we are we're luckier than the public system because we have autonomy to make decisions. But yeah, you raise a very important point, Wynn. I think that, you know, our country and education, which is critical, it would be nice if this next generation really could go into teaching and not have have this financial sacrifice along with it. But, you know, we can all hope.
Wouldn't that be nice? But I honestly, and this is coming from a teacher's perspective, I honestly don't see that happening. And that's one of the reasons why I'm going back to school to get my journalism degree, is so that I could even fight for a teacher's mom. And you guys know that with my soon-to-be journalism background, I'll go in and fight for the teachers. Then I've done that because I don't think a lot of these news reporters have the perspective of teaching from the front of the classroom. I mean, I don't know if you guys knew about these walkouts last year now in Arizona where teachers were getting paid whole where they walk down the classroom to get a pay raise and stood in front of the Arizona Capitol, and these news reporters were reporting it, but at the same time, I don't think these news reporters have a deep understanding of tight budgets and have a deep understanding of using 5-year-old microscopes in a science classroom. Which I will try and fight for education to the best of my abilities. As you guys know, I'm a special ed kid, and I will always be fighting for the general population of teachers and especially the special ed kid and especially the teachers that support them because they get the fuzzy end of lollipop enough of my rant. And so I have a question for you, Josh, and then you can interview me. And if you had to be educated by anyone, who would it be and why?
I'm sorry, if I could be
educated by anyone inside or outside your field.
Oh, interesting. That's a good question. The truth is I really do believe in lifelong learning, and no matter what your role at the school, our school is, we want to encourage learning. And, you know, I've always tried to, with every job I've had, try to learn from those both around me and people who've been doing this a lot longer than I have. So for me, I look back at some of the mentors I've had and people I've been lucky to work with and reach out to them, former heads of school that I just feel connected to. I also think there's something to be said for learning outside of what your specific expertise might be. And for me, I'm not as well educated on the business side, for example. I took a couple of classes when I went back to Columbia Teachers College, but at the same time, it would be really fun for me to learn, even almost go back to school, if I had that opportunity to go to, say, you know, one of the premier business, Harvard Business School and Columbia Business School, et cetera. That would be really interesting for me and something that I would love to think about over these next few years. Maybe that, because the world is so small, whether it's an online class, if it's a summer program, I think for all of us that the thought of going back to school it sounds great. It, I'm surrounded by kids who would much rather be on summer vacation. And their parents, and their parents would love to come to school every day. I think that would be, that'd be really fun for me. And I would learn sort of with, I think we all would love to go back to school where, that we're older, we would probably get more out of it than when we were there. So for me, that would be sort of a really fun experience to be back as a student in a setting where you have professors and other students and curriculum that was exciting. I would like that.
It's interesting that you say that because, and as my friends know, I'm actually going back to school and for the second time, because I got my original degree in education. And I am learning much more than I learned the first time around. The second time around, I am learning a heck of a lot more than the first time around. So I, because I am / a teacher now / a student, I feel like I'm learning more than my second degree than my first degree, which I got in my 20s. So I highly suggest you guys, since we're talking about lifelong learning and unique learning situations, I highly suggest you guys either go back to school if you can afford it, or take a gap year and wait and work through that gap year and then go back to school. You'll be amazed what you'll learn the second time around.
Yeah. No, I think you're right.
Yeah, you would be amazed what you guys would learn the second time around. I mean, here we are, and we need more people who are educated. We also need more teachers in the teaching field. We also need more disabled teachers in the teaching field so they have a better understanding of what's going on, and maybe they can give a better perspective than I can. I can't be the only one giving a unique voice to the teaching field. Come on, you guys. Help me out there. But that being said, I just feel like lifelong learning is something that we should all take advantage of. Now, before I let Josh do more of his amazing work and let him go, I want Josh to ask me a couple questions.
Yeah, no, I really do appreciate you letting me have the time with you on the show. And, you know, I think for me, when my first question really would be, and I think for your audience, is tell me what you love about teaching.
Okay. I mean, gee, you put a curveball. Geez, I've been getting a lot of curveballs this week. Tell me what I love about teaching. Well, here's a good one for you. Now that I am the director of Cool Kid Project, so the director of Inspiring Kids, I don't know what we came up with yet, but I just feel when I hear those kids in the lower school having the time of their lives doing musical chairs, and they were having so much fun. And granted, these were preschoolers who love life every single day, but when I hear kids having so much fun in a classroom, that really brings joy to what we're all doing as teachers. I mean, kids have got to love learning. Now, sometimes you'll have kids that will not love learning no matter how much you skin this cat. They will not love learning. They will not love music. They will not love anything. And then we got a teensy-weensy problem because maybe they don't love mathematics, but they love the arts. So for me, hearing kids have so much fun and seeing kids out on the playground behind our building just brings me joy.
You know what? That's really well said. And you know, I think, you know, I hope people heard that, because that's really pretty powerful. You know, it's funny, we ask sometimes the kids who apply kind of some goofy interview questions, and so I'll try one run with you. If you could have lunch with anyone dead or alive, who would you like to have lunch with?
Well, I would love to hear either from the perspective of Michelle Obama or Barack Obama, not because you worked with those guys at Sydney. Just say that. Just throwing that in there, that Josh came to us from Sydney World Friends. But I want to know from the perspective of Michelle Obama, how she came up with the Let's Move campaign, because the Let's Move campaign got kids moving, got kids up and active, got kids rock climbing, got kids doing all this stuff, and also the Let's Move campaign brought healthier food into these cafeterias, which, yes, we try at Country Day to bring healthy food in to our cafeteria, and we only have dessert on Fridays. I know that. So I want to know what we can do from a teacher's perspective to get these kids up and moving and get these kids lifelong learning, as we talked about earlier. I want to know from her what advice she would give to me to get these kids more inspired to love the education system more than they already do if they're lucky enough to go to private school, like I was.
I think that's great that, and you're right. I feel very lucky that I've met the Obamas. It was hard the first time because you're sort of in awe of them. But you know what? Especially Michelle, she's a regular mom, And I really have a lot of respect for her in that regard. She came to all her kids' different events or meetings and that had to do with her children. She was involved. Yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
And I know because they said this publicly, I know to make it easy on the girls, they actually moved her mother in to the White House, which I think was the best move ever. That was the best move ever, to move them all into the White House just to make it easy on the kids. I mean, the kids were put in the spotlight at a young age. So that's why I would love to meet her and just pick her brain about the education perspective and getting kids, getting the Let's Move campaign back up and running, because I think that the Let's Move campaign was one of the best campaigns I have ever seen in my life. Now, this anti-bullying campaign, I haven't seen much of that with Ivanka, but I haven't seen much of the country being focused on education as much as it should be with President Donald Trump. Let's put it that way. So I think
maybe that will be our next show, Wynn.
Yeah, exactly. So I think coming from the Obama era, where the Obama era was so Let's Move and into education, yeah, I think that it would be mightily cool to have luncheon with Michelle Obama just to pick her brain on, am I doing the right thing for these kids, or should I be doing more? And should the country be doing more? But that being said, where can people find you guys? I know we're in hiding at AspenCountryDay.org. It's not .com, you guys. It's AspenCountryDay.org, and you guys can apply and nicely donate if you choose to do so. We do take donations, but how would someone apply to Country A if they're listening and they just want to come for a visit or possibly have a child?
A tour?
That's
what. We have an admissions tab on our website. People can be in touch with us through phone, email, and we do a lot of outreach, and we hope people will, come onto the campus, and we encourage that. So we're always open. We have an admissions director. I'm always available, for new families, and, a priority for us. Yeah.
And I'm up there on Fridays, you guys, if you're listening and want to come and simply fly in and see me and talk to me about Country Day. I can always give you my perspective. I'm always happy to do that for new families, even though I'm hiding in the low school. I'm always happy to do that for new families, because granted, private school isn't the cheapest thing on planet Earth. So if you guys want, I can always be available via phone. And if you guys want, you can book an admissions tour, and we can take it from there, and I can give you the VIP treatment on planet and talk to new families. Actually, let's make that one of my projects, Josh, now that I've
done
it. If you
That'd be great.
Spearhead that one, I would be honored to help you guys with outreach and advocacy.
Great. I think we're off and running. I think that sounds like a good idea.
We are off and running, you guys. And I hope you enjoyed this back to school special, and I'm sorry, it's late in the game, but I had to do it with my boss, and I just hope you guys enjoy and be lifelong learners, and I just hope you guys enjoy another fabulous episode of Ask Wynn. Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Thank you, Wynn.